For thousands of years, salmon have symbolized abundance, prosperity, and renewal for native people of the Nisqually River.
We used to fish 7 months out of the year on the Nisqually River, you know, and we're down to fishing 10 days now. Even fishing chum salmon, you know, we haven't fished our Nisqually late chum since 2015.
Nisqually Indian Tribe Chairman Willie Frank III draws his passion for salmon from his late father, Billy Frank Jr. His grassroots campaign led to the federal Bolt decision, splitting the salmon 50-50 between tribes, commercial and sport fishermen, like Ron Garner, who is seeing an alarming trend.
Chinook salmon just are not doing well overall, and we got to look at why, the real reason why.
Garner is president of Puget Sound Anglers and a new member of a coalition called Salmon Warriors.
Time is running out. We ought to be doing more, quicker.
The lack of fishing is the worst it's ever been. As a fisherman, thinking of the salmon going away really breaks our hearts.
Willie Frank credits his wife, Pagan, for growing the educational reach of the Salmon Defense Fund, a campaign his dad, Billy Frank, would be proud of.
You know, I think it starts with the vision that he had, you know, one day for us to be sitting at this table, you know, and he knew, I think he started to see that, you know, the direction our tribes were going in the state, the federal folks, there was just too many challenges out there.
With all parties at the table talking, Ron Garner says the coalition wants more Chinook salmon hatcheries, habitat restoration, and action to remove natural predators.
The difference of how many salmon, Chinook salmon, were eaten by just harbor seals is just phenomenal. And that was 2016, and here we are at 2024, and it's worse.
Both men tell me anyone with a vested interest in Puget Sound can become a salmon warrior. I'm Bill Swartz, a longer conversation in Puget Sound now, 7 o'clock Sunday morning on Northwest News Radio.